Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400 plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
Perturbable, are you? What a great word, isn't it, for a podcast, perturbable. Do you get upset right away if somebody says something that you perceive as insulting? Or do you get rattled easily when things aren't going your way? Or when you think perhaps someone is blaming you for something you're not at fault for? That's being perturbable. We're going to talk about that today on Simply Holy, a podcast for Catholics who want to grow in holiness and joy by living a simple, everyday spirituality. Hey, I'm Marge Steinhank-Fenlon, and I am so glad that you are here with me today as I delve into a short meditation that is attributed to St. Thomas Aquinas. I don't know if I've ever delved into St. Thomas Aquinas here on Simply Holy, but hey, there's always a first time, and I am really excited because I found some really good stuff. Just good, good text that he has written. And it actually comes under the title of The Serenity of God, which we know, of course, is what we're supposed to imitate, right? So if we're imitating the serenity of God, then we will not be perturbable. But first, let's look at what is this? What is this perturbable? What is Marge talking about with this funny word that threatens to trip me up in this podcast? But it won't. Perturbable. Here's a little... Well, let me... I don't want to be reading... On a podcast, but let me give you just the lines that I find very interesting and thought-provoking, definitely fodder for meditation from St. Thomas Aquinas. He says, this is in regard to our own serenity. So serenity is in many ways the antithesis of perturbable or perturbability. Right? Serenity. Serenity, when you're serene, it's just the opposite of being perturbed. And so he says, we must therefore, as much as possible, flee all that disturbs us. For, and this is the important part, this is what I really want to get into today. Grace cannot dwell in an agitated soul. When you're perturbed, your soul is agitated. You're agitated about what's going on around you. You're agitated about whatever it is that's upset you. And when you're agitated like that, you're not open to grace and you're not open to God, quite frankly. It's like closing off because you're more concerned with what's going on in your own head than what God wills for you. All right. And then he goes on. He says, but to keep inner peace, we need ardent devotion to God and love as strong as death, because these have in us an effect like death, so that seeing the evil deeds of our neighbor, we do not see them. Hearing words that could harm us or that are said against us, we do not hear them. And so our heart is not occupied with these things. Well, that's a tall order, isn't it? That's a tall order. I'm working on that myself because I mean, let's, what is it? So that, so when somebody says something terrible, you don't hear it, that you're in such serenity, you don't even hear it. Or that when someone does an evil deed against you, that you don't even recognize it. That's amazing. How can anybody be like that, right? But we can. We can with the grace of God and in imitation of our Blessed Mother Mary. You can bet, I can guarantee you that she was much loved, but that there were people in her life because of her faith, because of her being the mother of our Lord. I guarantee it, that there were people who spoke against her and maybe even right to her face unkindly or with accusations. You can bet that the Romans, they didn't, you know, she was in territory occupied by the Romans. You can bet they weren't very fond of the Jews. Not at all. And there were other peoples who were not very fond of the Jews. So you can bet that our Blessed Mother had much in her life that could have perturbed her. I mean, think about when our Lord was lost for 3 days when they had gone to the temple when he was 12. 3 days. You think that didn't tempt her to being perturbed? My goodness gracious, she lost not only her son, but she lost the Son of God. Oh, heavenly days. Just imagine how stressful that had to have been. So being tempted toward being perturbed, I could imagine, might have been on her radar. But why was she not? Why would she not have been? Because she practiced and held within her heart and soul the serenity of God. And therefore, her heart and soul were always open to grace, that grace which keeps us from being perturbed. It's just amazing. But how do we do that in our life? Well, here's the next thing that St. Thomas Aquinas says. He says, we must, in imitation of David, be like the blind, the deaf, and the dumb, and like men without feeling. So here he's quoting Psalm 37. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and as a dumb man, not opening his mouth. So dumb as in not like stupid dumb, but as in not being able to speak, that kind of dumb. He goes on, let us then give ourselves up faithfully and with fervor to the things of God, and leave each one to his own conscience, to the judgment of his superiors and to the ultimate justice of God, who said, vengeance belongs to me, and I will render it to men according to their works in the appointed time. That's from the book of Deuteronomy, that last quote. Now, this is critical. This is critical for us to remember when we're perturbed by something that someone else has said or done. You know, I cover this in great detail in my book, Forgiving Mother, Mary Novena of Healing and Peace. You can find that on my website. You can also find it over at Franciscan Media. You can find it on Amazon as well. There's also an audio book for those who like the audio versions of books. In Forgiving Mother, I talk about this very thing. So, very, very quickly, the backstory is I was raised by a mom who was deeply, deeply troubled, both mentally and emotionally. We guess that she probably was suffering from some kind of mental illness, but would not seek counseling. So we'll never know. But in any case, it was rough to say the least, and I won't go into details right now in this podcast. You can read the book for yourself, Forgiving Mother, A Marian Novena of Healing and Peace. But here's the scoop. The treatment that she gave to me, the way she treated me, was at times pushed me to the point of anger, and it could have pushed me over the edge to actually think about hatred or revenge. Why did it not? Because of exactly what St. Thomas Aquinas is talking about here. And that is, I'm going to read that section again because it's just so perfect. Let us then give ourselves up faithfully and with fervor to the things of God and leave each one to his own conscience, not to the judgment of his superiors, and to the judgment of his superiors, sorry about that, and to the ultimate justice of God, who said, vengeance belongs to me, and I will render it to men according to their works in the appointed time. Exactly. That's what kept me going through that whole horrible time with my mom. And by the way, I just want to say that in the end, she came back to the church and we had a wonderful reconciliation. But you're going to have to read that for yourself. So here's the thing. I always had in my mind, I always realized that it was not for me to judge her. I didn't have the right. I didn't have the right to judge her or punish her myself for sure, or even decide or think about what her punishment should be. Why? Because that's God's, that is the responsibility and the right of God alone. And this is true of anyone in your life who perturbs you. This is true of anyone in your life who has in any possible way done harm to you, or even the people that seem to just rub you the wrong way. You can be perturbed by someone and maybe they haven't done a thing. They perturb you for whatever reason. Okay, but let God handle it. That's what St. Thomas Aquinas is talking about when he's saying, you know, be the deaf and dumb person. In other words, just let it go. Let it pass by. Why? Because God hears it. God sees it. God knows exactly what's in that person's heart, and God will handle it in his time, in his own way. And so this is something that we have to practice. It takes a lot of practice. Goodness gracious. I mean, it took me many years to get to the point that I could just let it go and let it roll with my mom. And even now, I know that I do a much better job at that in my life with people who upset me. Although, even I still have to work on it. I have to work on it because I know, and this is where I want to go with the rest of this podcast, is that I know I'm easily perturbable. I really am. I can be rattled very, very easily. I can fly off the handle when things are not going right. I have that Irish temper that I inherited from my mom, and I have that German stubbornness that I inherited from my dad. So I always tell people I'm Irish enough for my temper to flare and German enough to keep it there. So I got a double whammy from two different cultures there. But I know this about myself. So look at yourself and ask yourself, am I easily perturbable? Ask yourself that. Some people aren't, and that's a remarkable thing. And boy, do I ever want to be like them when I grow up. But ask yourself, how perturbable am I? Figure it out. Ask it. Watch. Keep a little notebook for a couple of days, for a week, for a couple of weeks. And just make, you don't have to write volumes, just take note of what perturbs you and when and under what circumstances. And you will learn an awful lot about yourself. Because that'll tell you where your downfall is. It'll tell you what are the key ingredients, so to speak. What's the setup for you to become perturbed. And if you can learn that, learn those patterns, learn the stimuli that get you perturbed, then you can predict ahead of time when, you know, the situations and the moments at which you might become perturbed. You can pinpoint that and you can prepare ahead of time. You can practice ahead of time so that when it happens, and you know it will, it's not going to perturb you. You're going to be able to keep that serenity of God within your heart and your soul. because you'll know already, oh, yep, I'm gonna be visiting with such and such person, and I know this person always says stuff that's going to rub me the wrong way. So think about it, practice ahead of time, know ahead of time that's what's going to happen, and work on it. Pray, ask for God's grace so that ahead of time you know, wow, I know this is going to set me up. Or if you're working on a really difficult project and you're like me, where you 90% of the time you're in a hurry, and so you need to get things done, get it done right the first time and move on. Well, guess what? Life happens. And that's not very often. It isn't very often that we get to do something that is right on target, right on time. And so if you're the kind of person that's easily perturbed, take a breath and know, expect, well, all right, so there's a really good chance that this might not work out right the first time. And so I need to figure out, what am I going to do? And I'm not saying at all that you should be setting yourself up for demise. You know, that's that self-fulfilling prophecy. Oh, I know this is never going to work. And that's another podcast. But don't, I'm not saying you should predict that you will be a failure, but expect, don't be surprised by setbacks is really where I'm going with this. Don't be surprised by setbacks. And so expect that there will be, but then also expect that if you stop, take a breath, say a quick prayer to our Lord, say a quick prayer to the Blessed Mother. So if you know that you're about to face a situation that will perturb you, then reach out to our Blessed Mother, reach out to Jesus and ask them to help you ahead of time. Ask them to pour their love and grace into your heart so that you don't become perturbed. Because you know yourself now, since you've been watching your behavior and your perturbability level. It's like a meter, right? It's like a perturbability meter. Always be checking that. Always be checking on that. And that will help you then to be that deaf and dumb man where everything just kind of passes by you. Now, I do want to just qualify. I just want to qualify that I'm not talking about letting people take advantage of you. And I'm not talking about letting someone harm you. You know, if somebody is going to cause you bodily harm, if someone is cheating you monetarily or whatever the situation may be, but that you need to address that in the sense that you need to defend yourself or you need to protect your whatever it is from being harmed or you know, if somebody's cheating you, you've got to confront the person with that and work it out and do what you can to stop that situation. But what I'm talking about more is not the external, but what goes on inside of you, where you don't let yourself be perturbed by that. Okay, here's a situation that I need to handle. For example, you know, if you're a parent and the kids are going crazy, they're fighting and they've broken something or whatever it is, and goodness knows, kids are always doing something that is going to perturb a parent potentially. So yes, you have to discipline the child. You have to stop, pick up the broken pieces, you know, whatever it is. But the fact that you do it with serenity and don't let yourself be perturbed by that, that's vital. That's vital. And in order to not become perturbed, it requires grace. And so when you know already how perturbable you are, you're going to be so much better off. You're going to be so much more able to handle these situations than if you just didn't measure yourself and know. And being that deaf and dumb man just means that you don't let it disturb you. Okay, or woman, by the way. You don't let it disturb you. You address the situation, you handle what needs to be handled, but you don't let it disturb you. And please, and be aware, part of this exercise in perturbability is recognizing that we're powerless. You're powerless, really. You're absolutely powerless in every single situation. Why? Because God is the power. He's the all-powerful one. So ultimately, He's governing everything. He's got it. He'll take care of it or help you take care of it. So you needn't worry. You needn't worry. You know, let me do that one more time, that sentence from St. Thomas Aquinas. Let us then give ourselves up faithfully and with fervor to the things of God, and leave each one to his own conscience, to the judgment of his superiors, and to the ultimate justice of God, who said, vengeance belongs to me, and I will render it to men according to their works in the appointed time. So I want to go on, and I want to close the show. I want to finish up this little passage from St. Thomas Aquinas, because it's awesome, and for simply no other reason. So he goes on, similarly, as much as we can, let us avoid troubling others. You see, there's a flip side to this. Let us avoid troubling others, lest they turn and trouble us, as often happens, and our conscience be tormented. All right, so if you don't, here's, you know, it's kind of the, you know, the kids with the on the playground, right? So don't pick on anybody else if you don't want them to pick on you. It sounds childish, but it's really more childlike. So don't trouble others. And then they in turn will be less troublesome to you. Don't perturb others, and they in turn will be less perturbable to you. And then finally, St. Thomas Aquinas says, for God the Omnipotent, who loves justice, will not leave unpunished at the last day actions that, by causing confusion, have diminished here below the number of holy meditations, right desires, prayers, and other good works, and that have in this way harmed Catholicity in heaven, in purgatory, or on earth. Amazing, huh? It really is. It's something else. When you think about that. So ask yourself, my friend, ask yourself, how perturbable am I? How perturbable are you? I'm asking, and I would love to hear from you. So go to my website, margefenlon.com, and shoot me an email. My contact information is there. Just look for the little contact tab in the upper menu. Let me know. I'm not looking for juicy gossip here. I'm looking for just feedback on how you're doing with your perturbability meter, and what I can do to help you more with this situation. You can also look into my spiritual mentoring. I'd be happy to go into that with you. But for right now, check out, please, margefenlon.com. You also can find my blog there. You can find out how to book me for your event, how to bring me to your parish for your retreat. I also do online workshops. Very happy to set that up with you. So margefenlon.com, you can find out all about that. And you can find my books there, as well as some great Catholic gifts. But for right now, my friend, it's time to close the show. And I want to let you know, I so appreciate you joining me here today. Please do me a favor. Subscribe to my podcast. Subscribe, please, to my website and get my Merry Mail newsletter that comes out once a week, about the middle of the week, because I have so much more there in store for you that can help you in your growing closer to Christ through Mary. That's margefenlon.com. Until next time, please remember that the only thing stopping you from becoming holy is the excuse you make for not pursuing it. God bless you, my friend, and may our Mother Mary protect and guide you.